Good morning. Good morning. My name is Benita, and I am here in New Jersey on this Miracles Are In Your Mouth Monday. We are here to enrich, enhance, and empower the life of believers as they start their day. I am so excited to start this day and hear this message. I will now turn the call over to our host.
Good morning. Good morning, Minister Benita. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Have a blessed day. Love you.
Good morning. God bless you. God bless you. And thank you so much. My name is Tammy, and welcome to the Master's Call. We wish to thank Minister Benita for greeting you this morning. Welcome all of you. We heard many, many chimes this morning coming in, and we know that this call is going out all across America, and we speak prophetically that we will be internationally. Father God, we will be changing lives. This is a call that transforms lives. You have dialed into the Master's Call, and surely, surely you have come to hear a word from the Lord early this Monday. The Miracle Is In Your Mouth Monday, as Sister Benita gave us this morning, and we are thanking God that that is certainly the case. When you ask and believe, oh, and just have faith that he will do it. Oh, and we've asked for our repentance. We've asked for forgiveness for the sin, and we can imagine that blessing coming forward. Oh, my God, it's going to happen. It's going to happen in God's time. Just stand still. Stand firm on his promise. Stand on his word because he's faithful. He will be your lamp. The Father says that he is the light of the world. The Lord is the Lord God illuminates in darkness. Oh, Father God, he illuminates our darkness. And we thank him for giving us the opportunity to come together on the Master's Call this morning. Well, I know all of you are so excited to begin a new week and a new month. We thank the Lord for sparing all of us today. And as I said, my name is Tammy, and I'm hosting from Columbia, South Carolina, and we thank all of you for coming on to the Master's Call. This is the call where we just give our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ thanks in the morning. He's our Creator. He's our Father, and we thank God for the two anointed women of God who gave us this platform. He gave them a mission and a mandate early in the morning. He said he wanted them to empower, to enrich and enhance believers as they begin their day. And hallelujah, they are so faithful to do just that. The women that he chose are Dr. P.K. Roberts in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon of Dallas, Texas. He chose those anointed women of God to create this call on October 25th, 2010. And he has been faithful to keep them continuing on. He's given us everything that we need, oh, to have this call and to give you a word each and every day. And he gave them a scripture reference for this mandate, for this mission. And that scripture reference comes from Psalms 88:13. But I, O Lord, have cried out to you for help, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. You see, here on the Master's Call, we begin each day with prayer, and we begin each call with prayer. We end the call in prayer also. We have anointed women and men, dedicated believers of the Lord who pray for you, who intercede on your behalf. And it's so awesome that we are brought to you live Monday through Friday. He's given us the technology to do what he's called us to do. And we are so thankful for that, that you are receiving this live broadcast Monday through Friday. But if you miss anything, you can go back and you can dial into our callback line. And that line number is 712-432-1085. You would use the same PIN code, 957-677-POUND. He's also given us the opportunity and the ability to record every message since the inception of this call. And that is recorded on the website. And our website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Sister Benita mentioned that to you earlier. You can go to that website 24 hours a day and download any of the messages. Again, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And we love here at the Master's Morning Call to have your feedback and to hear your praise reports. You can also send us your prayer request, and you would do that by sending it to our email address, and that email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And if any of you feel led by the Spirit to become a prayer intercessor or to preach God's word or give a message, you may also send an email to that same address, and our prayer general, Minister Robin, will be happy to get back with you. Now, we are so grateful that we have been able to come together through a company, a Christian health and wellness company called Artist International. This company was started more than 20 years ago by the Diaz de Leon family, a family who is surely on fire for the Lord, creating opportunities for people like you and me to become successful in business and help others see the way to the kingdom. If you're not an artist distributor, we encourage you to get back to the person who invited you to the call. And if you would like to have more information about that, they will be happy to give you that. And for all of you distributors on the line, we encourage you to go to your back office and see what Artist has available to you. Now, as I said earlier, we begin each call with prayer. And this morning, we are going to have our Minister Robin come to the line and open us up in prayer and to clear the airways so that we know that we will be receiving what thus says the Lord, because we are so excited to have our Mother Eagle come to us this morning. Minister Robin, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Tammy?
God bless you. I can hear you.
Good morning. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus because all honor, power, and glory belong to you. You are the great I am, and there is nothing, my King, that is too difficult for you. So we thank you, Lord God, for this call, the Master's call. We thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father God, I thank you because they are a joint heir with Jesus, and they are more than a conqueror. They're doers of your word, and your blessings are being channeled through them, Father God. I thank you, Father, that their storehouses, their bank accounts are all filled. There are good treasures flowing in their lives, Father. Lord, you've given them the power to get wealth because they dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, and they do your will, your purpose, and your plan here on this earth. I thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Father, because they too, being your children and you not being a respecter of persons, that same blessing is on them. Surround them with men in wisdom, men and women, Father God, filled with your wisdom, the knowledge of your will and spiritual understanding, so that Artist International will continue to become global. We call them in from the north, south, east, and west, distributors and customers in the mighty name of Jesus. And right now I decree and I declare that the airways are clear. Satan, you have no say, you have no right. We speak the word of God, and everyone will be able to hear the word. The word will come through clear and accurately from the anointed woman of God. In Jesus' name, back to you, Minister Tammy.
Amen, amen, Minister Robin. Thank you so much for opening us up this morning in prayer and clearing the airways and putting Satan on notice. We thank God for you and for our mother, Eagle, Dr. Vanessa, who I want to say thank you so much for trusting and believing in me and stretching us to do the calling that you can see that God has for us. So we are so excited about Dr. Vanessa coming this morning. Our founder is from Dallas, Texas. She is actually a faithful caregiver to her parents in Prairie View, Texas right now, but she hails from Dallas, Texas. So we want to make sure that we get that straightened out right now. She has had a 12-year successful, very successful career as an industrial engineer in corporate America, but Pastor Vanessa accepted the call into ministry, and she was a graduate of Oral Roberts University in Oklahoma in 1990. She was ordained in 1995 to minister the gospel, and we thank God that presently Dr. Vanessa oversees a full-time Dallas, Texas-based ministry, but she's faithful to this call. She's faithful here every day. She serves as senior pastor of Gathering of the Eagles Worship Center, and she also travels internationally ministering the practical and prophetic Word of God with Gathering of the Eagles ministry, along with teaching weekly classes in her Gathering of the Eagles Bible Institute. Pastor Vanessa strives to help equip the saints in becoming the most effective witness for our Lord Jesus Christ. Her unique approach in expounding God's word will stir you, for she is an anointed mouthpiece used of the Lord to proclaim the gospel for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. That she does. Dr. Vanessa, without further ado, Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning, Minister Tammy. Thank you for that in-depth introduction this morning. Love you and so appreciate you, and you are always doing a phenomenal job. Thank you, Minister Robin, for clearing the heavenlies so that this prophetic and strategic word can go forth unhindered. And thank you, Ms. Benita, for greeting our people and spiritually situating them so that we are centered and open to hear what thus says the word of the Lord. I appreciate each and every one of you on the Master's call this morning. Without you, this call would not be possible. And when Dr. Peake and I began this humble journey now almost 2 years ago, we had absolutely no idea how many lives would be affected. And we are every day just so humbled by what God is doing through this call. So on this Monday, I'm excited. We had a great time of ministry yesterday. My little niece had a full weekend calendar for graduating from high school, and so I excused the hoarseness of my voice, been doing the family thing all weekend, but just grateful that God has allowed us another day. And on this Monday, we're going to start a new series, which really piggybacks off of what we've been talking about really all this year. Our company is in the midst of a Transform 90 campaign where they've been traveling the country, really just igniting the hearts, the minds, the hopes, and the dreams of our distributors and bringing in new people into this awesome company. And the Lord dropped in my spirit to really strongly reinforce the spiritual transformation that we all were going through. And I think all of us remember, and most of us heard people talk about last Sunday was Pentecost Sunday. And so we're going to piggyback on our spiritual part with the title of our series, It's a New Season. It's a New Season. Transform 90 by Holy Ghost Fire. It's a new season. Transform 90 by Holy Ghost Fire. We're going to talk about over these next 90 days, over the summer, how we're going to allow that Holy Ghost fire of the Pentecost experience in our lives to really purge, prune, and perfect, purifying in us what will bring us forth as pure gold. It's going to be great to have that brick house body back and feeling good about ourselves, enjoying the summer, you know, getting your praise on. But, man, we want to have a yielded, purified vessel. So let's talk again and remind those who weren't with us over the last couple of weeks that we did, again, celebrate Pentecost Sunday. And that what Pentecost simply is when the Acts of the Apostle, they recount the story of the original Pentecost in Acts 2, and to this very day, Jews come from all around the world and gather in Jerusalem to celebrate the Jewish feast. We can't ever forget Jesus was a Jew. And on that Sunday, 10 days after the ascension of our Lord, the apostles and the Blessed Virgin Mary, they were gathered in the upper room where they had seen Christ after his resurrection. And I always encourage believers on this line, if you have never been to Israel, pray, ask God to give you the door and the opportunity to go and walk where Jesus walked. And the actual upper room is still there. And it was a room that was owned by John Mark's mother, who we studied the book from John Mark, his mother. And literally in that room, in Acts 2, the second through fourth verse, which will be our foundational text for this series again, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty wind coming, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting, and there appeared to them parted tongues, as it were, of fire, and it set upon every one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with divers tongues according as the Holy Ghost gave them to speak. And this date, this occurrence, Pentecost, is really called the birthday of the church, the birthday. We are the church. You are the church. I am the church, the living organism. The four walls is where we may convene, but we, my brothers and my sisters, as we always say, we're the ministers in the marketplace. We're the church going about kingdom
building. And as we go through this series, we want to dwell inside of us that when we say we're going out as ministers in the marketplace, boy, we're packed with power because we have that consuming fire of the Holy Ghost working on the inside of us. See, when this birthday occurred, it's a time now for you to see yourself from going from membership to citizenship, that you and I are kingdom builders. The church needs to be converted to the kingdom, understanding you and I each and every day when we open our mouth and our going in and our coming out, we are representing the church of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, God gives each and every one of us a strategy, a game plan, an agenda from heaven. But we must first get the fire of the Holy Ghost inside of us. So again, that stuff that shouldn't be there will get purged out. That stuff that keeps that residue will get pruned out. And utmost, we'll be purified in our thoughts, in our actions, and our motives. See, some of us do good things, but it really isn't for the right reasons. And when the true Pentecost, Holy Ghost fire burns inside of you, we have no peace with sloppy agape. We are not comfortable with a crazy character. In other words, drama. We want to be drama-free because we're at about agenda of building the kingdom. See, when the fire falls, the anointing shows up. And it'll show out in our lives. And it's that anointing that makes the difference. So over these next 90 days, we're in our second phase of our spiritual transformation. We're going to corporately on this call ask God for a spiritual transformation through Holy Ghost fire. Ask every day, Lord, if there's anything and everything that's not like you inside of me, burn it out of me, purge it out of me, purify me so that others will only see the Christ in me. We're going to ask to be transformed like never before. See, we don't want to look cute on the outside and we still full of junk in our trunk. Crazy in our character on the inside. See, in verse 7 of Acts, of that book, it says, God is about to amaze and confound our enemies. See, remember, as I've always taught you all, don't curse your enemies. Your enemies, just because, I love when I got this complete revelation studying and reading some of the books from Mike Murdoch when he talked about just the very fact that your enemy shows up. It's to announce that a new season has come to an end and that you are about to go to the next level. See, you cannot have a triumph without a test. So when friction comes, when that person comes that, you know, vexes your nerve and your reserve nerve, and you're like, God, why are they in my space? It's doing some perfecting. See, even the oyster to produce the pearl comes from friction. And some of us don't learn the right lessons in our test. I don't say amen or oh me. See, David was not great until he faced his Goliath. Moses was not considered great until he faced his Pharaoh. Esther, she wasn't considered great until she faced her Haman. Paul was not considered great until he went through his Damascus Road experience and started on his journey to Rome. Our Lord and Savior Jesus is considered great through the annals of time because he faced and conquered his Calvary. See, enemies are our holy haters, and they will cause us to unleash our imagination and our ability to lean on God as he orders our footsteps. As people of color, especially as African Americans, when we went through February, I purposely, on intention, every time I spoke, read the different discoveries and the inventions that we had made, and it was usually birthed out of adversity. Yeah, you'll create a mop when you got to clean the floor all the time. Yeah, you'll create an ironing board when you got to get the clothes straight and pressed. See, don't curse your adversity. Ask God what he's trying to show and birth in us and through us. All we're talking about right now, it is your season. It's my season. It's a new season. In this Transform 90, yeah, we're going to crank it up with the Holy Ghost fire to shape us up, fix us up, and take us up to the next level. We will always, folks, have some Judases among us. But that didn't stop Jesus from completing his assignment. Others will simply be amazed and confounded on how, in spite of, through it all, God uses you, uses me. See, with the story of Joseph, we saw how with the adversities that came, they became stepping stones. He didn't let it bury him and keep him. See, remember, the first folks who did it wrong were family folks. Yeah, that green-eyed demon got in, and they became holy haters and put him in a pit. And why did God use his enemies, the bloodline of Ishmael, that delivered him out of the pit? And when you think you got a little release, because some of y'all have been saying, you know, I thought 2012 was going to be my year, and it's like every time I'm halfway standing up, something else comes, and I feel like I got a Holy Ghost TKO and got knocked down. But even with Joseph, when he was in the palace, just because he looked good, what, Potiphar's wife wanted something that didn't belong to her. You will have folks who will hate you because of your gifts, because of your talents and your abilities, and you must still, with that Holy Ghost fire, love the hell out of them. Love them. Burn in them the words that speak love and unconditional love. And even then, even with Joseph, when he ended up in the pit, in the prison, I'm going to help somebody this morning, because you had your violin out too long. You've been playing in the key of F about somebody keeps doing me wrong song. And God wants you to change the key, change your perception, change your direction, and see yourself as the eagle you are. It's a new season. And in this Transform 90, you're going to let the fire of God inside of us change us, prune, purge, and purify us to go higher. Because see, folks, we'll have selective amnesia on you. That's what I call it, when they know what they're supposed to do and they know who really did the great works and who really did the good deeds, and they stand there and take credit or just have a double attack, like when Joseph was in prison. And at God's appointed time, in God's due season, even the butler had to come to himself and call him out of the prison. And we know the story. Remember, we may read in Genesis 37 through that 50th chapter, but there was a lot of living that went on for Joseph. So this morning, don't be afraid to fight your battle. You got to have your test to give the testimony. I always say, yeah, you may be knee-high in some mess, but when you let God purge and prune you with Holy Ghost fire, we're going to get a message that will set a lot of folks free. In this season of spiritual transformation, spiritual birthing, we want to let, over these next 90 days, the Holy Ghost lay your own hands on your stomach and say, inside of me, do a complete work, God. Oh, tear down every wall that I've built up that's not of you. God, burn out of me all that unforgiveness. God, don't allow me to keep rehearsing things you put under the blood, and I should be going on in you. See, the fire is used by God in many ways in Scripture. The fire is used of Yahweh's glory in Daniel 7, in that ninth verse. It talks about the literal glory of God being seen in the fire. We know that the fire is all about God's holiness, as described in Isaiah 33:14. The fire is for our protection, the protection of his people, as he discussed in 2 Kings, that chapter 6 and 17th verse. The fire of his word in power, he talks about in Jeremiah 5, 14 and all at our base text today, the fire of the Holy Spirit. In Acts 2, on our journey, we're going to all get in agreement. We're going to have a contract, keeping a covenant with God, that we're going to pray over our own self, like David had to encourage himself in the Lord. We're going to ask, invite that consuming fire, Jehovah Makedesh, to come in us each and every day on this 90-day journey. And we're going to do all that we can do. And we're going to correctly position and believe God to do what we cannot do. Why, my brothers and sisters? Because it is a new season. And in this spiritual Transform 90, we're going to be transformed in this Pentecost season by the Holy Ghost and fire. I seal this word in your spirit and stir up the gifts inside of you that we're going to be all we're going to be. We're going to clean up our spiritual house. We don't want to be transformed on the outside and not be whole on the inside. And we decree and declare it so in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Tammy.
Amen, 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 Dr. Vanessa. We praise God and thank you for that ignited word from God. Hallelujah. Spiritual transformation. It's a new season. Transform 90 by Holy Ghost fire. Praise God. We're going to allow the power of the Holy Ghost to purge, prune, and purify us to become pure gold. We thank God for Dr. Vanessa. Go back and replay this message. Thank the God. That number again is 912-432-1085-10957-677. Praise God. Receive that word. Use that word and stand on that word. We are going to go forward. We're out of time, saints, and close us out in prayer. We're going to have our minister, Tiffany, to come forward and close us out in prayer and bring our prayer requests to the front now to the Lord. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. God bless you.
God bless you. Let us bow in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you just for being God all alone. We thank you for bringing us all safely to this another day that you have made. And, Lord, we will not complain, but we will rejoice and be glad. I thank you for each one that pressed towards this call this morning. And I pray, Father God, that you would search their minds and renew their hearts, Father God, that their lives will be transformed into the being, the purpose, the will that you have planned for them. I pray as we go through this Monday that we will speak miracles over our lives, miracles over our situations, miracles over those who are connected to us, because the miracles are in our mouth. And we praise you, Jesus. We honor you. We bless you. We give your name the glory, the honor, and praise, because you are worthy of our praise. Amen. Back to you, Minister Tammy.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank you, Minister Tiffany, for sealing that word and for bringing our request before the Lord. We thank all of you, the Master's Call listeners. We just thank God that we're able to receive a word this morning from the Lord. You need to go through the test to get your testimony. We have to get everything spiritually seated inside of us so that we can give God the glory. We're going to get the protections from the fire. Let the God inside of us change us and transform us, Dr. Vanessa said. And we thank God that as we go forward, we are able to see and to know it's our season. We proclaim that and declare that on this line today. It's my season, and we're going to transform not only on the outside but on the inside. Let the Holy Ghost take us to the next level, and we will always, always have those trials that will come, but the light has got to show up, and God is that light. And he says that, again, as Dr. Vanessa teaches us, we are on a spiritual transformation. If you allow God to change you on the inside, then he will surely, surely let others see. And that test is just going to be changed into a testimony. We thank God for all of you. And as Psalm 18 says, for you light my lamp. The Lord my God illuminates my darkness. We pray that all of you have been touched by the word, that this word has been a blessing, that it has done what God has called it to do. We want to thank so much this morning our Minister Benita for greeting us. We want to thank Minister Robin, our prayer general, for opening us up in prayer this morning. We certainly want to thank Minister Tiffany for closing us out in prayer. And my God, Dr. Vanessa, our Mother Eagle, for faithfully teaching us and allowing us to grow on this call. And what would this call be without all of you, our Master's Call family? We love you so very much and pray that you will meditate on this word, apply it to your life, and be the ministers in the marketplace he's called you to be. Remember, we love you, and we will hear you on the call tomorrow. Bye-bye for now.